these are people who presented at sexual assault treatment units, which are places, which are hospital settings, where very with the Gardaí, and where forensic evidence is taken, which might be needed for a court hearing or an investigation, a Garda investigation further down, or where somebody who has suffered in a sexual assault can go in order to get some basic medical care if they need it. So the figures that issued today, Greg, issue from the HSE, and they cover the 6 sexual assault treatment units that are around the country, one of those based in Letterkenny. And that showed that the Letterkenny unit saw 46 people over the course of 2016, of whom 2 were men and 44 were women. And of that, they report on a whole lot of things about the people. If you look at the HSE report, it says their ages, their genders, you know, their occupations. And one of the things it identifies is whether people have had drink taken within the previous 12 hours. And it showed that in all of the centres, some of the people who presented to sexual assault treatment units around the country had drink taken in the previous 12 hours. And in the case of Letterkenny, of the 46, just under 60% of them had taken up over 6 units of alcohol in the previous 12 hours. Mm-hmm. Now, just to repeat, and we all probably know at this stage what a unit of alcohol is, but there's 11 units of alcohol in a bottle of wine. So it's about half a bottle of wine. 6 units is about 3 pints of beer, and it's about 6 Alcopops. So of the 46 who presented, about 46% had taken that much drink or more in the previous 12 hours. And one of the issues that we always have, and all the other rape crisis centres, including the Donegal Rape Crisis Centre, always have, is that people go, well, there you are. If she hadn't taken the drink, she wouldn't have been raped. So there's something really important about noting that some cases have drink taken. That's important because, like anything else, if you take too much drink, you reduce your capacity to make good decisions, and you put yourself at risk of theft, of physical assault, of sexual assault, all of that. But the other point, the flip side of that coin that we always have to make the whole time, is that it is worse in some ways to take advantage of somebody who has drink taken and whose capacity is impaired. And the person who does that, who commits a sexual assault, is the only person to blame for that. It is not the amount of drink that the victim has taken. It's the actions that a person takes when they assault somebody else.
And that's why we have to be careful in how we cover this, because we certainly don't want to ever attribute any sort of blame. No one,
exactly.
No one should be sexually assaulted. That we can never excuse the actions of those that carry them out, and we certainly don't want to ever embarrass people or deter them from reporting, because reporting and following through, we're talking about figures of people that actually presented. There are, of course, way more that don't. So with that in mind, explain to us then in more detail why you think these figures are important to be discussed.
Well, it's really useful to see the figures between the figures who are presented sexual assault treatment units is slightly up this year on last year around the country. Actually, it's slightly down in Donegal. Oh, no, it's not. It's slightly up. It's up by 1. And there's a few reasons why it's important to remind people that they're there. First of all, for our policymakers, it's important to see that this number of people are presenting, being in a position to give evidence of recent assaults. It is likely to be only a tiny number of those assaulted. But nonetheless, it shows that there are 6 places around the country, and there's an outreach in Limerick as well, where people can go and they can report a crime of sexual assault if it happened. But equally, it's important that they can go there in order to get appropriate medical care. So, for instance, for some people, that would involve maybe emergency contraception for other people, prevention of sexually transmitted diseases. So in the sexual assault treatment units, they have specialists to deal with people who are victims of sexual assault. It's also really important that we understand more about who is presenting in these places. And the fact that the HSE issued this report, which runs to over 200 pages, telling us about people, telling us that, for instance, in the Donegal area, the average age of those presenting was 25 years. The average age in every section, in every part of the country, was in or about that, or the mean age, I suppose, the middle age. We know that a lot of students are presenting now. It's important. It's important to know that students are prepared to go and present to sexual assault treatment units. We need them to be able to do that. So for a whole lot of reasons about the health of people who are victims of sexual assault, and also for learning more about how about who is being assaulted, about how our systems are working, it's important. Mm. And to put it in context, Greg, if 712 is kind of a new high for the whole country in terms of those who presented at units, by the time that runs into the courts, it's likely to be down to about 70, 80, 90. Like, if there are 100 rape trials a year, that's about the size of it.
Well, I think, too, women and men who have been the victims of a sexual assault when drink has been taken, I think anyone advising them would have to let them know, or would have to tell them, that such is the way a trial works, that, you know, they could be victimized for having a drink already being a victim. I wonder, is that also sort of deterring people from pursuing cases?
Possibly. So indeed, there is a lot wrong with our court system in a way in which we have not excluded victim blaming from our court system. But we need to address that, and by producing these kind of figures, we help to address it. For instance, the same is true of physical assault. If two people have a fight outside a pub on a Saturday night and one assaults the other, then it is to nobody's going to be pleased that there was drink taken in that case, mm-hmm. if it comes to court. But it is really important that that physical assault be prosecuted for the safety of society.
I think too. Nolene. Yes. I think too, though, do we not have to do more as it relates to education and let people understand too, maybe in more detail? This is not for a second talking about all cases, but in some cases about consent. I know, for instance, yes. there's big advertisements in Britain and other countries where that is. I'll tell you why I'm thinking about that. I mean, you know, anyone with young people may have heard of the expression bogging, where, you know, young teens go to a disco and you just go up and you kiss someone, right? So if doing that as teens and then move on into the late teens, early 20s, maybe there's a mindset there. I don't know, but I just think that we're not doing half enough as it relates to sort of educating men and women what consent actually is.
Absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. And actually, young people are getting much better at doing this. So almost all the colleges will now be focusing in on the need to understand consent, to have full consent to sexual contact before that sexual contact takes place. And you look at some fabulous programs going on around the country where kids are coming to grips with this, mm-hmm. and where they are actually managing to talk about things that in Ireland we're still very poor about talking about. But it makes all the difference. An understanding of consent is really important, because if there is consent there, then you have consensual sexual contact, and it's none of our business in the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre or any rape crisis centre around the country. However, if consent isn't there to sexual contact, it's a sexual assault.
And also people need, we need to educate people to perhaps, you know, what no means as well, you know what I mean, if that makes sense.
What no means and what yes means.
Exactly, you know? Good point.
There is such a capacity for positive understanding of good, positive sexual health mm-hmm. and sexual relationship. I mean, this comes up again and again. In every single time that this is looked at, it is shown that a key to changing and to improving attitudes and to making people safer in their societies are good programs of sexual health for young people.